Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. And Matt, you know what? I said it last week, and your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. We're doing some really cool things this year with the Flathead Home Show, celebrating five great years on the air. My name is Justin Mecha, and man, I'm pleased. I'm pleased to do this with you. Great people every weekend talking about real estate in our area. We're currently in a series called New Home Who Dis, and we've had a lot of fun talking with people about their remodels, freshening up their house, what they do, how they did it, and we're going to get back to that. I wanted to take a quick break this weekend, though, and bring in a new friend of mine. A great traveler, as I'm learning a little bit more about this gentleman. So, put your hands together. Please welcome to the studio my good friend Aaron Knoll with the Brody Broker team of Keller Williams. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I want to thank my great sponsors really fast. In fact, you're going to recognize one of these sponsors, Aaron. I want to thank All About You Wellness and Aesthetics. I want to thank Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. And I want to thank Justin and Zena Becha with Keller Williams Realty. It's kind of weird talking about yourself in the third person. However, those three great sponsors bring this to you every weekend, so thank them. And Aaron, it's back to you, man. So who are you? Where are you from? Where have you been? And you're, of course, a realtor.
That's right. So kind of all over the place, really. Mm-hmm. I was technically born on the West Coast, lived there for all of 2 years.
Okay.
My first 2 years, that is. And then I was raised.
So you remember that well?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It was just like yesterday.
Yeah.
I was raised in the Midwest.
Okay.
So just about an hour south of Chicago.
Okay.
So lived there, you know, all the way up until I was 19. I got married and moved to the East Coast. I actually moved to South Carolina. And we bought our first house in 19. And
oh,
so
cool.
That was kind of really.
That was in South Carolina?
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Good for you.
And so then we lived there, started our family.
You didn't stop.
Thank you for that. That's right.
I'll give you one guess, Matt. How many kids he has, and it is kids plural. Six. And you're gonna need two hands.
Two hands.
Yeah. How many kids, Aaron?
I have six beautiful girls and one boy. So
wow,
total of seven.
Outnumbered a little bit there.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Even I think my lizard's a girl too. I'm not sure.
Wow.
But
so this is why you're in real estate.
That's right. Yeah. I was always looking for a bigger house. You know?
Goodness.
So we did. We bought our first house in 19. That's really kind of what stemmed our whole, I guess, interest in real estate. It was in 2010, and so it was obviously coming out of the initial crash. Right?
That's right.
And
yeah. So that's actually, going back, a good time to buy a home.
It was.
Yeah.
It really was. So I paid, I think, $73,000 for my first
house. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Can you imagine that, Matt? Yeah. That might buy you a closet somewhere here.
That's right.
that needs renovation.
Yeah, I think you're being generous, but yeah.
So what caused the move west?
Yeah.
You can't go much further east of South Carolina without getting very wet.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And so
geography, friends, I know this stuff.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. By the way, I grew up in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, what part?
Wilmington, southeast corner.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Any further south, and I'm in South Carolina.
That's right. I had a good friend from there.
Yeah.
So
you moved west.
Yeah. In 2017, I actually quit my job. I was working at the sales company. I totally just, long story short, it wasn't for me.
Okay.
And so I got out of that in 2017. We sold one house and then traveled the country. We did like 20,000 miles in 5 months.
Oh my gosh.
At the time we only had four kids.
Oh, only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like good round number. so we traveled the country and, you know, coast to coast, it was truly amazing. All the different national parks.
It is.
You
know. Yeah. That's cool. Good for you.
Yeah. And, so that's kind of what inspired, I guess, the, hey, we don't have to be here. What if there's something else out there, you know?
Yeah.
And, we were kind of led to essentially moved to Washington after doing some traveling. We only lived in Washington for about 4 years.
Right.
But it was, I mean, it's gorgeous. Absolutely
yeah, it is.
Gorgeous there.
It is. Yeah. You know what I like about that? You know, South Carolina, also a pretty state. However, going from South Carolina to Northwest Washington,
right.
It's kind of like, other than Alaska, you can't get much further.
Yeah.
I know that feeling because growing up in North Carolina, my brother and I did this a similar journey with a lot less kids, zero. And we drove, we zigzagged through the U.S. and I think we put about 10,000 miles in my car that summer and we went all the way to your old stomping grounds, your old area there.
Olympic Peninsula.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. Very beautiful.
It is. It really is. And so that was a good stint. You know, that's actually where I met Brody.
Okay.
You know, Brody Broker. Broker is his last name.
Yeah.
But that
he had no choice. He had to get into this industry.
That's my understanding.
Yeah.
It was either that or else, you know. And so he chose that.
Cool.
But that's how I, you know, got into the actual real estate. Before, I would just buy homes. I did some home renovations.
Okay.
Well, did a couple house flips.
Now, is your wife involved in this too, or does she just think you're crazy?
Well,
she thinks you're crazy anyways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
That's regardless.
Yeah.
and so she was definitely all about the move and all about the traveling, all about the, you know, buying and selling homes repeatedly. Mm-hmm. You know, she always does or did want a house that she didn't have to do anything to. You know, we could just live.
Yep.
Under construction.
So strange. Why do people think that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't want to just constantly live in a construction zone.
That's right. My hallways look like Home Depot. I love it.
Yeah, right? That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, Aaron, we got to take a quick break. However, when we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about your travels and perhaps how that has served you now that you serve others in the game of real estate. And I also want to dive into what it feels or what it's like to be on such a big team. So this is the Flathead Home Show. We're hanging out with Aaron Knoll of the Brody Broker team here in with Keller Williams in Kalispell. And I'm going to dive into this, okay? We're going to have a lot of fun. My name is Justin Mecha. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
Do you have an extra 20 pounds you'd like to kiss goodbye? Are you working out and not seeing results? All About You Wellness and Aesthetics can help. We use a combination of medications, including FDA-approved semaglutide, and lifestyle changes to help get you feeling better without carrying that extra weight. Call us today to get started on your beach bod now. All About You Wellness and Aesthetics.com, 607-7759.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. This is your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. This weekend in the studio, cool guy, Aaron Knoll with the Brody Broker team here in Kalispell. And Aaron, in our last segment, you were touching on one of my great interests, which is traveling, especially via car and or van or truck, whatever it may be, RV, I guess, if you've got, you know, 19 kids like you do. Okay, that grew fast, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, you're scaring my wife now.
Okay, so you're at 7 currently. So obviously, big vehicle, and you're cruising the country. You're looking at all the sites, soaking up the sites and the parks and the experiences. You know, one of the things that we were talking about through the break is I truly believe that a well-versed traveler is actually a great steward, can become a great steward to the community because you're so you're so aware of so many different elements, so many different cultures, so many different interests. You know, it's not to say that, you know, America is really a big melting pot of a whole lot of interests, you know. And I do like to say things like we've got 50 great states with 50 great interests, you know. And as soon as you cross the border, you're starting to tread into a different territory. And it's awesome. If you're learning based, you can become very well versed on this thing called people.
Yeah.
And I think that serves you really well as a realtor because you deal with people.
That's
you
right.
Know, I like how the TV shows like to, you know, paint this picture like all we do is throw houses around. No, the houses actually are really almost very little to do with the project. Yeah. It's the people.
Or should be.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of cool. So, I mean, would you agree with that? Like do you think that your travels and your having multiple residences, you know, in different states and growing up here and then growing up there and then moving there, you know, has that served you well? And now that you speak to other people and serve them?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I love exactly what you said there. So, you know, for me, how it impacted me and then, you know, really how it impacts others is as I get out of maybe my comfort zone or even my kids get out of their comfort zone, you're kind of always breaking new boundaries, you know, you just kind of keep pushing that back and you're growing as a person. So personally you're growing, but then also you're learning more about all these different areas, like you were saying.
Yeah.
And wow, you can just make amazing connections anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and so in real estate, I'm constantly talking to people that are, you know, hey, I'm thinking about moving there. You know, okay, perfect. Where are you from? And as soon as they say, you know, New Mexico, I say, okay, where? And then we start talking about that. And, you know, I'm like, oh, cool. I was actually just there.
Yeah.
You know,
sure,
and,
sure.
And so there's just always really, really cool ways to connect with people.
What I like about that is you can meet them where they want to be met.
Right.
And you can serve them best by having that relevancy. Hey, yeah. Because you are coming from this area in New Mexico, you may have an interest in this area in Montana, or,
right.
You know, I've been also here and I found some great, you know, commonality there, or, you know, interests. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, understanding your whoever you're talking to, whether it's a client or whoever, is just totally key to helping them be successful as well,
agreed.
Because then you could pour into them. And so then that way they can, you know,
that's right.
End up where they want to be. So.
So then you're traveling across, you made it to the peninsula, the Olympic Peninsula of Washington.
Yeah.
You run into this guy with this last name Broker, thinking, okay, you've got one big task here. That's all you do. It's just a broker.
That's right.
Except for he's expanding. He's now, and he's got, you know, thumbprints in multiple states. You know, the Brody Broker team is actually quite a big team.
Yeah. So when I first met him, we're going on about 5 years ago now.
Okay.
When I first met him, you know, I was an agent on his team.
Okay.
At the time, it was a little bit smaller, but he was very, very successful.
Sure.
So, you know, very productive team, and each agent was doing at least 30 deals.
Wow.
You know, and,
wow.
I mean, just awesome.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is just the heart of the team, you know, the heart of Brody, and really what he wants to see happen. It's truly amazing. And so
that's cool.
And so as I was, you know, an agenting, if you will, with him, and again, I wasn't an agent before this. I wanted nothing to do with real estate, honestly, aside from just owning
your
it
own
and
flipping stuff. Yeah. Cool.
I didn't want anything to do with sales.
Right.
And he showed me that, you know, real estate really shouldn't be about sales.
Right.
And I never understood that. And
shocker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, well, you should be in it for the people, and then the sale is kind of, you know, it just happens. It's not something you work at, or at least you shouldn't. And so anyways, we grew, and the team like doubled when I was there. And then from that point, it was like, hey, have you thought about expanding to other areas? And he was like, yeah, you know what? I'm open to that.
Yeah.
And so,
here you are.
And so here I am. And, you know, I always had a love for Montana. I actually have a grandfather in Eastern Montana. I've been coming here as a kid.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just gorgeous. You know, really is.
I'm glad you're here and you guys are making an impact already. And yeah, Brody's a fantastic guy. And that's actually how I got connected to him, was his phenomenal leadership. And so I'm encouraged by what he does for you and the rest of the team. And I'm encouraged about how he plans on blessing the community. So, Aaron, I appreciate your time. Thank you for hanging out with us. If anybody's listening and want to learn more, throw out your number so they can give you a call.
Yeah, 406-407-4857.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Knoll, Brody Broker Team, Kalispell. This is Justin Match of the Flathead Home Show. You be safe, be well, have fun. And, of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.